Today's machine gun attack with around 40 dead on a beach in Sousse, Tunisia on June 26, 2015 has been deliberately triggered by Switzerland and the notorious Swiss SVP Nazis belonging to Octagon of the Nazi Templars through that inglorious event only 6 days earlier. Also concerning Tunisia and their national hero, also called the Pearl of Tunisia. Tunisia's Footballer of the Year 2015 and one of the world's best professional soccer players, also called Tunisia's Zinedine Zidane, the French-Algerian legend soccer player. When only a few days ago the video footage showed up how Tunisia's national hero Yassine Tchikahoui was deliberately thrown into the dirt and totally humiliated in front of his Muslim wife during a premeditated racial profiling attack by the Swiss Nazi police, thus not only spitting on the football player's honor, but also spitting on about 11 million Tunisians who saw their hero bite the dust based upon Swiss Nazi lies. Oh, and it's official now. The Swiss police knew who he was. It has been admitted and written in the newspapers now. And honestly, when I saw the video footage, I instantly knew that of the 11 million pissed off Tunisians, some of them were very tremendously pissed off and going to kick ass because of Switzerland's aggression on their beloved hero. I knew it. I knew from that moment on something bad was going to happen. The more because Yassine Tchikahoui is a devout Muslim who prostrates himself to the ground in gratitude to his God after every goal he makes. And in fact, why not? As numerous Latino players do the same doing the Catholic cross when entering the field or kissing the crucifix when scoring. But when Swissy seeing that Muslim player go on his knees on the grass in that Zurich arena, Swissy said to himself, "Oh, we don't want that in clean Switzerland. Let's really put him on his knees and have him pray for help." So orders were issued from above to have the Swiss Nazi police make him pray the Swiss way and bite the dust. And it goes deeper still, as higher elements of the Swiss Nazi hierarchy of Octagon immediately recognized the implications of such an action and what the consequences would be in the Arab world and in Tunisia in particular, as already targeted by previous anti-Western machine gun attacks earlier this year. The Swiss Nazis and their executing fascist cops knew exactly what would happen if they would terrorize Tunisia's national hero in Zurich. Just as Octagon and the Swiss orchestrated 9/11, Swiss Phileas Walder, the man behind Albert Pike and his Third World War against Islam. Switzerland financing the Nazis, Adolf Hitler, and organizing World War II. And bringing war and civil war to all the peoples whose dictator had put the stolen money on a Swiss bank account. I told you so. The Swiss and their Octagon of the Nazi Templars are always behind it somehow, including the latest so-called terror attack in Tunisia. And that's why Swissy tried so frantically delete my latest vids about the racial profiling on Yasin Chekahoui to destroy the evidence leading to the latest Tunisia attacks. And here in the Swiss media, they call the attacker, they call him the beast. The Swiss hypocrites, they call him the beast. While in fact, the beast is Switzerland. And they are the ones behind it. The Swiss are the ones who triggered this man. And they know it. Oh yes, they know it. The Swiss Octagon wants war and NATO to bomb Tunisia, so Switzerland, in the total chaos to come, can open their newly built concentration camps and legally voted in the United Nations, also in Geneva, can start their war openly on the immigrant population. Octagon in the Alps is the base of all evil, and I've personally seen them in action and know what they're capable of, both in planning, organizing and executing their immense hatred. Yes, Switzerland triggered the latest Tunisia attacks with around 40 dead and Swissies smiling. I guess the Arabs honor their heroes and prophets, and some even take that deadly serious. Whereas in the West, there's nothing holy anymore. Between two geezers getting married or two pairs of titties in matrimonia, drugs everywhere, children taking away from their fathers and the police protecting the sickening chaos for the elite with all their money in Switzerland. And by the way, the Hotel Meraba, where it all happened, most definitely belongs to the pharaonic elite. As the name, next to Turkish for hello, is an old pharaonic word which I translated once with meh, meaning a pyramid in pharaonic demotic.